Shalom, welcome. The Meshech Chachma I chose to speak about for Parsha Vayelech is actually the Av Torah. He has a beautiful piece on the Av Torah. It's Shabbat Shula. So we have Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Ki Kashal Dva Avonecha. And he begins with a line from the Gemara in Yoma that says, Kama lo chali v'lo margish gavr namar asaya. He said, we have how little a person who has the support of Hashem has to worry or be concerned. Shaul be'achat v'altalo, David b'shtayim v'lo altalo. Shaul made one mistake, and he lost the kingship. David made two mistakes, and he didn't lose the kingship. So what is this idea from the Gemara, and how does it relate to all of us for tshuva? So the Meshech Chachma tells us that the chil Hashem of an avera is worse, and more than twice as bad, and even worse than the actual Avera itself. For example, we know the Gemara Chagiga tells us, let's say a person knows he's going to sin. He can't help it. He's got a certain sin, such a type of for it, he can't help himself. So the Gemara Chagiga tells us he should leave town, go to a place where they don't know him. He should wear black, and you know, then there's a machloket Rishonim there. Does that mean he'll actually do it in, under those circumstances, or is that a way to get him to stop? But the pshat of the sugya is that he'll do it, because he's a human being and not a malach. So he's going to make the mistake, but at least nobody will know it. There won't be any chil Hashem involved. And we know that this reason behind the chil Hashem being worse than the avera itself explains a few different dinim we have. For example, we know we're stricter with a ganav than a gazlan. The gazlan takes an item against a person's will. So everybody knows who he is. The ganav does it stealthily at night when nobody sees. That means he cares more about people seeing him than a Kaddish Baruch Hu seeing him. So what, you're afraid of Basar Vadam, you're not afraid of Hashem? He's being bevazed the cover of Hashem. And therefore he has a greater punishment. Also we know the din of Moda Beknas is Pater. Why? Because since there weren't Edim, the Edim would have made you chayef in this knas. Your moda, there were no edim. That means there was no chil Hashem involved. Apparently, when people see your action, the chil Hashem makes that what you're doing that much worse. And think about it: the avera you're doing because you have a taiva, you have a need. You know, you're short on money. You don't want to work for it. Whatever it is, you're stealing. You're acting out on your taivot. All that's for your hana, the chil Hashem. You get no hana from the chil Hashem. It's only all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Ein Mekifin b'chil Hashem. You know what Mekifin is? Mekifin is credit. You could buy something and pay later. So Hashem doesn't give credit. Echad shoget, echad meidet. If you do chil Hashem, Hashem punishes right away. There's nothing to do about it. Because, for example, when a person kills b'shogeg, so we have a mitzvah in the Goel Adam to kill it, to kill him, because this person was killed accidentally. So there has to be retribution. So too, when the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is besmirched, even that one is shogeg, even b'shogeg. Echad shogeg, echad meizid. Just like we have a Goel Adam for murder b'shogeg, Hashem acts on his kavod for chil Hashem. And therefore, you have two people who might have done the exact same action. This person stole something, that person stole something. This person was a woman he shouldn't have been Boel, and that person was. But one of them had success in it being a secret, and one of them, it made a huge chil Hashem. There's almost like a siyata deshmaya involved, a factor. That this person lucked out because his chait was in secret. He said, therefore, in David's sin, whether it's the sin of the incitement, the hasata, to count Am Yisrael, or the sin of Bathsheba, and again, without getting into whether David's sin was a sin or not, or it was a sin on his madrigal, the psukim called it a sin, David calls it a sin, so whatever, on whatever level it was a sin, now getting into that discussion, both of those chatayim did not have chilu Hashem. Lo hayash chilu Hashem, ki mi ra'ah. That's the Lashon HaMeshech Chachma. You know who we did get mad at? We got mad at Yoav. Vasher Asali Yoav. Because Yoav showed his letter, he caused a Chil Hashem. Shaul HaMelech, he violated the words of a Navi publicly. That was embarrassment for the Navi, that was the embarrassment for the Kavod Hashem. And therefore, there's a success, quote-unquote, to having an Avera you do, meaning we all have Averas because we're human, but there's some kind of luck involved, and I don't want to call it luck, but there's some kind of probable chance, coincidence, things working out that when you do the Avera that nobody knows about. And that's what the Gemara means that we started with. Gavra de Marasaya. Shaul had did not have Hashem's support. So his Avera ended up in public. David had Hashem's support. His Averot were secret. V'lechein amar shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem elokecha. What does it mean? Your tshuva should go to Hashem. Well, we know that when we have court cases, there's a judge, and every argument you're going to give, all the defense and all the prosecution, everything comes before the judge. And sometimes they might be mezache a person, they might acquit a person based on extenuating circumstances, all sorts of situations. But when it comes to Mored B'malchus, Kavon HaMelech, only the king can be mochel on that. No judge can be like, you were Mored B'malchus, he probably had it coming, or you Tinok Shenishba. No, when it comes to Kavon HaMelech, only the Melech can be mochel. And therefore, who does that court case have to go to? It has to go all the way to the king. Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem lokecha, your tshuva should go all the way to Hashem, because nobody else can be mochel with it. Because based on a Yerushalmi, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge alone. Kol Tzva Shamayim Omdim, they're all the angels and all the ministers in Shamayim stand there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's true the whole year until Yom Kippur. Shabbat Shuvah means Yom Kippur is coming. Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done alone for Chataim that haven't been able to be mochel until now. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, you did good tshuva, so the Hashem, together with the ministering angels, Chol Tzva Shamayim, they're able to be mochel, you did tshuva, it's fine. But those ministering angels have nothing to do with Chil Hashem. That's only in Hashem's territory. So we're coming to Yom Kippur, Shuva Ad Hashem Okecha. You have to return to Hashem, meaning your tshuva must reach Hashem, because we have to beg for tshuva, not only for chataim, but for the ramifications of our chataim, the terrible chil Hashem that our chataim caused. So it's really an important thought process as we're approaching Yom Kippur right now, to realize not only to do tshuva for our chataim, but it's not only I'm sorry what I did, but it's I'm sorry for what I did caused. Person saw me do it, and now he thinks less of Jews, and he thinks less of yeshiva bachers, and he thinks less of whatever it is, thinks less of Am Yisrael, thinks less of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all because of what you did. That is more than just saying, sorry, I took something, sorry, I did something, sorry, I said something. It's worse than that. It's now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry about the Chil Hashem, the Choser Kavod for you that exists now in the world because of what I did. And therefore, that tshuva is something we really have to work on as we approach Yom Kippur for that kind of chait. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to be mochel. Wish you all a Gemar Chatima Tovah.